beyond neural imprinting. What is reality other than simple things and goofy people have a lot of value? Is it really I am so disabled, or is it far more others are so blind from being so neurally encaged? It's not merely when you smile, the world smiles back. When you make an effort to uplift others, the warm idealism makes a lot of changes. They say a person is an index of their dreams, yet that's misleading as these narratives. These stories we tell ourselves paint a canvas about as surreal as dreams themselves. When I say, I am a metaprogrammer of the nervous system, you simply don't know the bounds of the constructivism of the psyche and how sidestepping social conditioning unites to about all meaning. It is not simply that a smart person doesn't need what others needed. It is even more so the clarity of where value lies to begin with. Where each of these people and things you may have no care for really was that cave of wonders. Every time I think it's over, warm idealism really opens doors that go surprisingly further. In fact, a magic can grow so real people can forget even myself what recipe had brought it all life anyway. It really is the thin line between genius and madness. Because if I wasn't so artistically unjudging, I likely wouldn't do half of the things I do anyway. It really is the culture behind things that gives it life and spirit. There is unending examples of others who have undergone transitions. That examples no such transcendence inherently exists, and far more. It's the spirit that I framed that it so factually embodied it, that unlocked so much magic. To say that you lack metacognition might be putting it gently. You know, when you were a little kid and really wanted a toy, you knew it was bogus and superficial. All that you could be playing make-believe and be a million people as well. None of that changed, making the so-called adults the really quite factually immature ones. The weird thing is how often at the start I really didn't like people even finding them appalling, yet as a magic grew, all of that changed. In fact, so much, so all that used to irritate me became affectionate. Yeah, all of that cyborg stuff kinda was a religion to me. Yet I was hiddenly neural divergent to a level what inspired me so deeply about it from the start was a bit derailed. And as well, the bad genetics that reveals why it had such a bad effect on me. Yet the spirit hit its mark in an amazing reframe, almost better than I aspired. I can easily tell you what most evil thing in life is. And it's not people. It's the demiurge, the land, the very earth, the very weave and grain of nature. Itself. I seem like a dork and a loser. Because bypassing neural imprints, I am no longer a part of that game. And it makes me look worthless because you don't know where value lies anyway. So many things found only in caring. See Sam Vaknin for the culturally critical details. Going into that one.